Chapter 20. Ahab's victories over Ben-Hadad. Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, gathered all his forces, and accompanied by 32 kings with horses and chariotry, proceeded to invest and attack Samaria. He sent couriers to Ahab, king of Israel, within the city, and said to him, "This is Ben-Hadad's message. Your silver and gold are mine, and your wives, and your promising sons are mine." The king of Israel answered, "As you say, my lord king, I and all I have are yours." But the couriers came again and said, "This is Ben-Hadad's message. I sent you word to give me your silver and gold, your wives and your sons. Now, however, at this time tomorrow, I will send my servants to you, and they shall ransack your house and the houses of your servants. They shall seize and take away whatever they consider valuable." The king of Israel then summoned all the elders of the land and said, "Understand clearly that this man wants to ruin us. When he sent to me for my wives and sons, my silver and my gold, I did not refuse him." All the elders and all the people said to him, "Do not listen. Do not give in." Accordingly, he directed the couriers of Ben-Hadad, "Say to my lord the king, I will do all that you demanded of your servant the first time, but this I cannot do." The couriers left and reported this. Ben-Hadad then sent him the message, "May the gods do thus and so to me, if there is enough dust in Samaria to make handfuls for all my followers." The king of Israel replied, "Tell him, it is not for the man who is buckling his armor to boast as though he were taking it off." Ben-Hadad was drinking in the pavilions with the kings when he heard this reply. "Prepare the assault," he commanded his servants, and they made ready to storm the city. Then a prophet came up to Ahab, king of Israel, and said, "The Lord says, do you see all this huge army? When I deliver it up to you today, you will know that I am the Lord." But Ahab asked, "Through whom will it be delivered up?" He answered, "The Lord says, through the retainers of the governors of the provinces." Then Ahab asked, "Who is to attack?" He replied, "You are." So Ahab called up the retainers of the governors of the provinces, 232 of them. Behind them, he mustered all the Israelite soldiery, who numbered 7,000. They marched out at noon, while Ben-Hadad was drinking heavily in the pavilions with the 32 kings who were his allies. When the retainers of the governors of the provinces marched out first, Ben-Hadad received word that some men had marched out of Samaria. He answered, "Whether they have come out for peace or for war, in any case, take them alive." But when these had come out of the city, the soldiers of the governors of the provinces, with the army following them, each of them struck down his man. The Arameans fled with Israel pursuing them, while Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, escaped on a chariot steed. The king of Israel went out, took the horses and chariots, and inflicted a severe defeat on Aram. Then the prophet went up to the king of Israel and said to him, "Go, regroup your forces. Mark well what you do, for at the beginning of the year, the king of Aram will attack you." On the other hand, the servants of the king of Aram said to him, "Their gods are gods of mountains. That is why they defeated us. But if we fight them on level ground, we shall be sure to defeat them. This is what you must do. Take the kings from their posts and put prefects in their places. Mobilize an army as large as the army that has deserted you. Horse for horse, chariot for chariot. Let us fight them on level ground, and we shall surely defeat them." He took their advice and did this. At the beginning of the year, Ben-Hadad mobilized Aram and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. The Israelites, too, were called to arms and supplied with provisions. Then they went out to engage the foe. The Israelites, encamped opposite them, seemed like a couple of small flocks of goats, while Aram covered the countryside. A man of God came up and said to the king of Israel, "The Lord says, because Aram has said, 'The Lord is a God of mountains, not a God of plains,' I will deliver up to you all this large army, that you may know I am the Lord." They were encamped opposite each other for 7 days. On the 7th day, battle was joined, and the Israelites struck down 100,000 foot soldiers of Aram in 1 day. The survivors, 27,000 of them, fled into the city of Aphek, and there the wall collapsed. Ben-Hadad too fled, and took refuge within the city in an inside room. His servant said to him, "We have heard that the kings of the land of Israel are merciful kings. Allow us, therefore, to garb ourselves in sackcloth, with cords around our heads, and go out to the king of Israel. Perhaps he will spare your life." So they dressed in sackcloth, girded at the waist, and wearing cords around their heads, they went to the king of Israel. "Your servant, Ben-Hadad, pleads for his life," they said. "Is he still alive?" the king asked. "He is my brother." Hearing this as a good omen, the men quickly took him at his word and said, "Ben-Hadad is your brother." He answered, "Go and get him." When Ben-Hadad came out to him, the king had him mount his chariot. Ben-Hadad said to him, "I will restore the cities which my father took from your father, and you may make yourself bazaars in Damascus, as my father did in Samaria." "On these terms," Ahab replied, "I will set you free." So he made an agreement with him, and then set him free. One of the guilt prophets was prompted by the Lord to say to his companion, "Strike me." But he refused to strike him. Then he said to him, "Since you did not obey the voice of the Lord, a lion will kill you when you leave me." When they parted company, a lion came upon him and killed him. The prophet met another man and said, "Strike me." The man struck him a blow and wounded him. The prophet went on and waited for the king on the road, having disguised himself with a bandage over his eyes. As the king was passing, he called out to the king and said, "Your servant went into the thick of the battle, and suddenly someone turned and brought me a man and said, 'Guard this man. If he is missing, you shall have to pay for his life with your life, or pay out a talent of silver.' But while your servant was looking here and there, the man disappeared." The king of Israel said to him, "That is your sentence. You have decided it yourself." He immediately removed the bandage from his eyes, and the king of Israel recognized him as one of the prophets. He said to him, "The Lord says, 'Because you have set free the man I doomed to destruction, your life shall pay for his life, your people for his people.'" Disturbed and angry, the king of Israel went off homeward and entered Samaria.